Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, as we get older, we look back at our life. We look back at our childhood, and once in a while, something just triggers a memory. And I remember as a very young child that my aunt, who was called Sister, her real name was Rose, but the reason she was called Sister was because she had three older brothers, and they called her Baby Sister when she came along. And as she grew into an adult woman, they just dropped the baby and called her Sister. I was in sixth grade before I knew she had a name. I thought her name was just Sister. And one day, Sister and her children and her husband just picked up. We were living in Pennsylvania, in Pittsburgh, and they just said, "We're moving to Florida. We're going to Miami." And they went, and everyone was shocked because nobody did that kind of thing in those days. But they were brave enough just to go. And my sister and my mother were very close. They would talk every single day. They would, they would go walking together. They would spend time together. They would share a lot of different things. And it was a real blow to my mother when Sister moved to Miami. So what would happen in those days is my parents or my mother would call Sister long distance, and my father would be in the background yelling, "Do you know how much this is costing me? Say what you have to say and get off the phone." And my mother would yell, "Quiet, I'm talking to Sister." And the battle would go on. And that's how much things have really changed, because people just pick their smartphone up today and they call anybody in the country because they have unlimited access. They don't think about how long they're talking. There was no such thing as using data back in those days. People have unlimited data, so they've got the world in this little box called a smartphone, iPhone, whatever they happen to have. It's information. Information travels at the speed of light. It travels through fiber optic cables. It travels through the air. And if you are in business and you aren't understanding that, and you aren't understanding that things just happen quickly, you're in trouble. What worked yesterday will not work today. There is always someone in your space who wants to take your business. And how are they going to do that? They're going to do that by understanding business in a better way. They're going to understand more. They're going to understand social media. They're going to be more in contact with the customer. They're going to understand how people are thinking. They're going to read. They're going to study. There isn't any information that you can't get on the internet. There isn't any information that's available. I also remember going into bookstores, back in the day before Barnes & Noble's and the big box bookstores, and you walk into the store and you'd be flipping through the book, and the bookstore owner would come and say, "Are you going to buy that book?" Heavens, you didn't stand there and read the book. You just bought it. Where today, of course, I know there aren't as many big box stores as there once was, but people go into those stores and hang around forever and just sit there and read the books because there's information in them. Information is the capital that will give you the profit. Information is the tools that will help you outpace your competition. Information, if you're not using it, your competition's using it. So, information translates into profit. The more you understand, the more you understand people, the more you understand the needs, the more you understand what's happening in the marketplace, the more you understand what the trends of the day are, the more you understand what the needs of your vendors are, of your employees, because you're studying, reading all the time, looking ahead, seeing what people have to say, because you are just a person who will absorb information. It's important to you to be in the know. And just because you're in the know today doesn't mean that you will be in the know tomorrow. We have to make sure that we're keeping up with it. We have to make sure we're keeping up with times. We have to make sure that we're keeping up with changing trends. We have to make sure that we're keeping up with the latest techniques. Business has changed. Have you changed with it? And it will change again tomorrow and the next day and the next day and next year and the year after. Somebody wants your business. Are you going to let them take it away from you because you aren't a person who seeks information, knowledge, and understanding? Don't let that happen. You be the person who's on top of your game. You be the person who is the best in your industry. You be the person who is the best business person, who is the person who understands people, who understands your customers, who understands what needs to be done. And you do that because information is available to you and you are on it. You are looking for it. You are researching it. You are not standing still. You are making sure that you know as much or more than your competition. Information is just there. Are you going to take it? Are you going to put yourself in a position of saying to yourself, I'm going to win the information battle, which means I win the profit battle? This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.